You know, handing a student a 50-page academic PDF is, well, it's a lot like handing them a frozen side of beef.
Ew, totally.
Like, technically, sure, all the necessary nutrients are in there, but it is completely impossible to digest on the go.
Right, yeah. I mean, you need a lot of prep time and just the right environment before anyone can actually, consume it.
Exactly. Which brings us to today's deep dive. We are looking at converting educational materials into multimodal AI study assets. And the mission for you today is exploring exactly how non-technical education teams are solving this frozen PDF problem using the Auto Content API. Think of it like a magic microwave.
A magic microwave. I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't just thaw the text out, but it whips up a full multi-course meal of accessible study assets.
And that transformation is so crucial right now. I mean, we know those dense reading packets usually just sit there totally unread in a student's digital freezer.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So to get students to actually engage, you have to lower the barrier to entry. The core use case here is turning dense lecture notes and research papers into these highly portable two-host conversational podcasts, basically an audio companion.
So they can listen during a commute or, I don't know, a workout.
Exactly. Instead of staring at a screen, they just put on their headphones.
I mean, I get the appeal of commute time learning, but, well, if I'm studying molecular biology, a chatty podcast on the treadmill isn't exactly going to secure me an A on a rigorous midterm.
No, definitely not.
Active revision takes more than just passive listening, right?
You are completely right. And well, that is the beauty of this system. The audio is really just the appetizer here. With one API call, you generate an entire suite of assets for different learning stages.
Wait, all from just one click?
Yeah, exactly. For educators, your school software just sends an automated request to the Auto Content engine behind the scenes. And let's look at the CRISPR Ethics undergraduate biology example. The API doesn't just make an MP3.
Okay, what else does it make?
It scans the readings and professor notes, and then it generates a 5-question retention quiz, a chapter transcript, an animated explainer, and even an infographic.
Oh, wow, that is a lot of different formats.
Right. It even spots the most provocative seminar question and cuts it into a 15-second short to really hook the student's attention.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. You use the audio for the initial absorption and then rely on the slides and quizzes for the active retention.
Precisely.
I mean, there is that other example for first-year economics, the one covering inflation and interest rates.
Oh, yeah, the really dense lecture deck.
Yeah, 50 slides.
Yeah.
And it converts it into an audio recap, but also into clean slide decks formatted specifically for rapid exam revision sprints. It even flags midterm traps without the educator doing any extra formatting.
Which is pure pedagogical value. You
Right.
know, it caters to both that initial absorption and the active retention without adding anything to the teacher's workload.
Yeah, and if the AI is this good at isolating the core of complex university academics, it seems like it solves huge accessibility hurdles outside the lecture hall, too.
Yeah.
Like K through 12 administration.
Oh, 100%. The Lincoln Middle School example is fascinating for this. Think about standard parent newsletters and district calendars.
Oh, those always get lost in the inbox.
Exactly. So they get converted into these short audio briefs. And the crazy part is it does this in English, Spanish, and Arabic.
Wait, really? Multi-language support right out of the box.
Yeah, and then it distributes them directly via SMS and WhatsApp.
That is incredible. It is basically giving a school district its own multilingual on-demand radio station for parents who are just too busy to sit down and read emails.
It totally strips away the friction. The educators don't have to manually format everything for accessibility anymore. The engine just handles it to match how the audience actually consumes information.
Which leaves you with an interesting thought for the future. If this API can perfectly reformat your course materials to match exactly how students or parents prefer to learn, well, how is this going to change the way educators write their original notes and syllabi in the first place?
Yeah, will we even need to write structured documents anymore?
Exactly. Or will we just feed our raw, unstructured ideas straight to the digital chef? Definitely something to chew on.